Again, welcome, if I didn't say already welcome to everybody. Well, in fact, it's time for my presentation, but I'm not sure it is useful, because I think all of you know what ATM is, or you have been in one of my previous presentations. So I will not repeat it once again. You have a lot of specialists of ATM here. You are in Eurocontrol, so if you have questions about presentation, feel free to ask. Just maybe to remind you that, ATM, air traffic management, where management doesn't mean necessarily management. It's a little bit a buzzword for everything about air traffic. So that's the field of Eurocontrol. And it's subdivided into three main parts, which is air traffic control itself, so for the surveillance to avoid collision. Air traffic flow management, which is about avoiding delays and taking into account the capacities of airports in order to avoid aircraft turning around an airport before it can land and things like that. And finally, there is airspace management, which is everything about the organization of the airspace in an optimal way. And so in order to support these ATM activities, there is communication, navigation, and surveillance infrastructure. Communication between the pilot and the controller. Navigation, of course, is well, an aircraft must go the right route, and there are tools for that. There are hardware tools on the ground, beacons, ILS at the airport, and in the sky we have now, of course, satellites, GPS satellites, and soon Galileo. And finally, there's surveillance, so made in an active way or in a passive way. Military prefers the passive way, because the enemy will never tell where he is. So the passive way is done using radars, but nowadays with GPS there are more and more reporting of position, automatic reporting of position. So that's a little bit the general picture of it. Eurocontrol is involved in all these activities from the 60s. They were a different convention, with the first established Maastricht Center, which is a center of control for countries, Benelux and north of Germany. Then we were involved in ATFM, flow management, a big unit in Brussels that is planning the traffic for Europe. And more recently there were another big project called RVSM, Reduced Vertical Separation Minimum. So instead of having 2,000 feet separation between aircraft, we now have 1,000 feet. So that's the kind of activities that necessitates a lot of coordination through Europe, and that's the role of Eurocontrol. You have in the slides the countries that belong to Eurocontrol. There are more countries than in the European Union. For example, there is Switzerland, Norway, Turkey, which are not part of the EU. And the Baltic countries are not yet part of Eurocontrol, but I'm not aware the reason why, but there will be member states, I guess, in the short future. Okay, well, what else can I say? Maybe just a word about TCAS, for those of you who do not know this acronym. There will be an interesting presentation, I guess, from Garfield Dean about the TCAS, and he will explain that in a certain sense, TCAS was done using some kind of open source methodology, so it will be, I think, very interesting. So TCAS is a tool that is inside the cockpit in order to avoid collision, but it's a last-minute detection. If the ground air traffic control did not succeed, TCAS is the last chance of avoiding collision. In terms of main goals and main activities for Eurocontrol, of course, our main mission is safety, but we have also other important goals, which is capacity, increasing the capacity of air traffic. We have to improve efficiency. More and more, we are involved in security, especially after 9/11, and we are very concerned also about environment. So in terms of activities, we have big pan-European programs that we are coordinating. We are doing a lot of research and development, especially in this building. We are doing training in Luxembourg, ATC, so operational ATC in Maastricht, and in Budapest soon or later for Eastern European countries. We are running the so-called CFMU in Brussels and with a small duplicate just closer here. So CFMU is for flow management, for planning purposes. And finally, we collect money, we collect road charges, a rather big amount of money. It goes back to the member states. So that's a little bit of a picture of Eurocontrol. I think it will be sufficient to start this meeting.